Because I've never been to your church to give sermons.
所以我不大定清楚你们的情形。
So I do not know completely about your condition.
但是我为今天早晨的信息祷告的时候,
But as I pray for this morning's message,
我心里面有很深的感动。
And I was greatly moved.
我要把今天所讲的稍微改变一下。
And I need to make some change to my original plan.
我没有得一弟兄弟同意啊。
I did not ask for my brother's permission.
请你们原谅我。
And I ask for your forgiveness.
因为我也想到这个题目的重要性。
Because I thought about the importance of this particular topic.
若是我们不懂得这个圣经的启示的背景。
If we do not understand the background of the revelations of the Bible,
我们往往只能够懂得圣经的皮面。
Then we can only understand by the surface of the Bible.
是为着这样的缘故。
It is for this purpose.
要把这几节圣经里面的一个信息分给你们。
I need to give you a certain message behind this passage.
一定要把整个启示的背景来告诉你们。
I need to tell you of the backgrounds to this revelation.
现在很多弟兄姊妹,
And nowadays, many brothers and sisters,
不肯在神的话语上用功夫来追求。
They're not willing to put a lot of effort in pursuing God and reading His Word.
所以我们对神话语的了解常常是肤浅的。
A lot of times, our understanding of the Word of God is but superficial.
也在神的话语中间追求啊。
And as you pursue in the understanding of the Word of God,
你的信心就越坚固。
Then your faith will be strengthened.
所以我有这个感动。
And therefore, that is the move within my heart.
按照我过去所安排的,
And according to my past arrangements or plans,
我就像普通一样的讲道。
I will just preach like ordinary.
但是今天呢,
But today,
就有一点的不一样。
And there will be a little difference.
我要从创世纪一直讲到启示录。
I will speak from Genesis to Revelation.
不是开玩笑。
And I'm not kidding.
我这样做有一个目的的。
And there is a purpose of why I'm doing this.
因为你们这里年轻人很多。
Because there are many young people among you.
所以你们教会很有希望。
And therefore your church has great hope.
很多地方的教会都是老人。
And a lot of church has many elderly.
这么多年轻人，这是很好的一个现象。
And it's a wonderful phenomenon to see so many young people here.
既然我们都年轻。
And since we're all young.
我相信我有这个负担。
And I believe I have this burden.
让你们看见这篇信息后面的背景。
That to take you through the backgrounds of this particular message.
那你就会感觉到为什么主要做这件事。
Then you will be able to understand why did Jesus do this.
我头一段我今天不能详细的讲了。
I am not able to tell you in very detail.
若是详细讲的话, 我要站在这里一天两天才能讲得完。
If I speak in detail, then I need to take me here for a day or two.
Yeah, 不过呢，我就把圣经里要紧的，我把它剪出来。
But I will point out certain crucial passages in the Bible.
让你们看见从圣经的起头一直到末了是一贯的。
And then you will see that it is uniform from Genesis to Revelation.
按照时间来讲。
And according to time,
圣经整个的作者从头到底，大概合起来要1500多年。
And it took about more than 1,500 years to complete the entire Bible.
那这个数目是不一定完全准确。And
perhaps this number is not very accurate.
不过让我们晓得有那么长的一个时间。But
it has allowed us to understand it took that much time.
差不多有40多位的作者。And
it took about 40 plus authors.
不同的背景。And
with a different background.
但是奇怪。
But marvelously,
因为圣经不是单单人写的,
because Bible was not written by man,
是神的灵启示的,
it is revealed by the Spirit of God.
这些人是按照神的启示而把它写下来,
and these people have written it down according to the revelation of the Spirit.
所以真正的圣经的author，他是神，不是人。
Therefore, the true author of the Bible is God and not man.
为此，那么早就给我们看见一条路线，从头一直到底。
And therefore, from Genesis, you see the pathway all the way to the end.
人做不到的一件事情,
that is something that man cannot accomplish.
就显出来这本圣经的宝贝。
And therefore, it manifests the preciousness of the Bible.
第一处圣经我向你们提的是《创世纪》第28章13节、16节、17节。
The first passage I want to mention to you is in Genesis chapter 28, verses 12.
你们把它记下来，这个结束以后，就完了，你们自己好好的念。
If you can write down the verses, then you can study it after the meeting.
你们知道这段经文,
Do you know that this particular
是雅各在旷野看见的异象
It is a vision that Jacob saw in the wilderness.
神给他看见天梯的异象
That God has given him the vision of the ladder.
他在第二十第十六十七节，他这个反应怎么说呢？
And in verses 16 and 17, how did Jacob respond?
我想我要先提一提，他的反应从哪里来的啊？因为神在这个异象中间给他讲两件要紧的事。
And because in this particular vision, God revealed to him two things.
第一是告诉他说，万族要因你的后裔得福。
Number one, God is telling him that all nations will be blessed through you.
那个后裔是单数的。
And that
后裔。Seed.
The seed is the singular form.
这是指着基督讲的。
And that points to Jesus.
那所以为着这样的缘故。
And for this reason.
主耶稣曾经讲过这话。
And that's what Jesus said.
但是亚伯拉罕看见我的日子，他就欢喜啊。
And when Abraham saw that my days, and his heart rejoiced.
这个根是从这个地方来的。
And that the root came from this particular verse.
那第二个要紧的对他讲的话。
And second important point.
是我要把你现在所栖之地，我要赐给你和你的后裔。
And God says the land that you're lying on right now, I will give it to you and your descendants.
对这个雅各讲的话，同神对亚伯拉罕讲的话是完全一样。
And what God has told Jacob is just the same thing that He has told Abraham.
但为什么神要把这个迦南地赐给他们呢
？And why did God give him the land of Canaan？
啊，我们大家都晓得，我们迦南地是我们灵性追求的最高之处啊。
And we all know that is the highest point where we're pursuing after.
还有一些自作多情的人说，哦，迦南地是我们死的去的那个美地啊。
And someone said, well, land of Canaan is where we're going to go after we die.
若是这个话是真的话
，And if that's true，
那我比你们一大半的人要快乐的多了，因为我很近了嘛。
Then I will be much more happier than most of you because I'm very close to it.
八十九岁了。
Because I'm 89 years old.
是不是那很近了吗
？Isn't it close?
但弟兄姊妹，那是人自作多情啊。
But brother and sister, that is just our human notion.
实际上，神把这个地赐给这个亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
And when God gave Abraham and his descendants this land,
为什么
？Why is that?
神对亚伯拉罕讲的时候，我们不清楚。
And we don't know exactly what God told Abraham.
Not too clear
what he has told Abraham.
但是对雅各呢，就看出来了。
But what he has told Jacob was very clear.
雅各怎么说
？And what did Jacob say?
他说：“耶和华竟在这里，我怎么不知道
？”He says, "God is here. How come I didn't know?"
他马上就讲一句话。
And therefore he said something.
他这是可畏之地。
He says that this is a fearful land.
啊，这个地方是神的殿，天的门。
That this is a temple of God and is the gate of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是在圣经中间第一次提到殿。
And brother and sister, that's the first time it mentioned temple in the Bible.
Okay. 英文翻译说 the house of God.
It is the house of God.
那么我心里请问，若是神居住的地方。
And let me ask you, if this is the place where God dwells,
圣殿是什么呢
？What is the house?
圣殿是神居住的地方。
It is where God dwells.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，
mm-hmm.
你从这句话你看出来吗
？And do you see from this verse?
神为什么要把这个地赐给亚伯拉罕
？Why did God give Abraham this particular land?
为什么？就是盼望。在他赐给这地上，亚伯拉罕和他的后裔们要为神建造一个居住的地方。
So that on this land that God has given Abraham and his descendants would build a temple for the Lord.
为什么在地上要造一个圣殿呢？神的居住啊。
Why is it that we need to build a temple and a house for God?
你要往前看。
Then you need to look previously.
创世纪第三章。
In Genesis 3.
始祖亚当犯了贪心的罪。
When Adam sinned.
啊，到第六章。
And in chapter 6.
那是第二个大悖逆。
That was the second rebellion.
人变作所血气的。
And man had become a carnal and flesh.
啊，实际上这个字在启示录翻译是所肉体的。
And is of the flesh.
啊，所以下面说，神的灵不再住在人里面。
Therefore, it says that the Spirit of God no longer dwells in man.
听啊，听啊，听啊。
And listen.
是从那个时候起啊。
Because it's from that time on.
神的灵不再住在人里面了。
The Spirit of God no longer dwells in man.
所以有洪水来了。
And therefore the flood came.
它是在第十一章。
But in chapter 11,
we看见人的第三次的大悖逆。
We see the third great rebellion of men.
建城建塔。
They were building the Tower of Babel.
他们是犯了什么呢？
And what kind of sin did they commit?
他们犯了权力的试探的罪。
It is a temptation for authority, for power.
啊，所以他们把神挤出去了。
And so they drive out God.
啊，为着这样的缘故。
And for this reason.
神就进亚伯拉罕。
And God revealed to Abraham.
啊，对亚伯拉罕说，我要把这个地赐给你。
God said to Abraham, I will give you this land.
赐给你的后裔。
And to your descendants.
为什么？
Why?
我要让你的后裔在这个地上。
Because I want you on this particular land.
要为我造圣殿。
To build a temple for me.
懂了吧？
Do you understand?
懂不懂啊？这耶和华今在这里。
And right now, God is here.
啊，他这个地方是神的殿，天的门。
That this place is the house of God, the gate of heaven.
现在你懂了吧？
Now do you understand?
现在懂了吧？神为什么把这个地赐给他们？
And why did God give him this land?
神的目的。
And the purpose of God.
是要让他们造一个他能居住的居所圣殿。
It is for them to build a holy temple where God can dwell.
所以到了出埃及记二十五章第八节。
Therefore, in Exodus chapter 25.
啊，那里告神吩咐摩西把会幕造起来。
And the Lord commanded Moses to build a tabernacle.
那么中间有一句话。
And there's one particular
word. 我要住在你们中间。
He says, I shall dwell among you.
这个会幕的目的。
And the purpose of this tabernacle.
不是单单人来献祭的。
It is for people, not for people to give sacrifices.
是 only. 不是单单我不是单单为什么人来献祭的。
It is not only for the purpose of giving sacrifices.
那个最终极的旨意。
But the ultimate purpose.
是神要住在人中间。
It is for God to dwell among men.
列王记上第六章第十三节。
And First King.
第六章第十三节。
First 13.
啊，那是苏罗门王要为神建造圣殿。
King Solomon was going to build a temple for the Lord.
你在那一节圣经里面，你看到一件事。
And in this particular verse, you see something.
同他在出埃及记讲的一句话说，我要住在你们中间。
It is the same thing he said in Exodus that I want to dwell among you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个圣殿的目的啊，
that the purpose of the temple
不是单单为人来敬拜神的。
It is not only for man to worship God.
不是单单在那里来献祭的。
It is not only for the purpose of sacrifice.
他心目中的最主要的目的要住在人中间了。
The main purpose of his heart is to dwell among man.
因为在这个历史的前面，人把神从他们的生活里面挤出去了。
Because prior to this, man has drove God out of their life.
但是从那个圣经起。
But from that particular verse on,
啊，这个从那个列王记上起
First King,
一直到了马拉基
all the way to Malachi,
不管是先知的书
no matter it's the book of the prophets,
不管是历史的记载
or it's a historical record,
我们看见一来以色列的人也离开了这个真正的目的
and the Israelites.Has departed from that particular purpose as well.
换句话说
in another word,
神不能再住在这个圣殿里头啊。
That God was not able to dwell in that temple any longer.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们不遵循他的话。
Because they do not treasure His word.
不行公义。
They do not do
anything. 没有怜恤。
There's no mercy.
他们甚至像外邦人一样。
And they became like a Gentile.
所以神就不能住在他们中间。
Therefore, God was not able to dwell among them.
那你看我。听懂吧
Now, do you understand?
从历代子列王记一直到了这个马拉基我怎么一句话把你们结束了啊
So I sum up in one sentence from 1 King to Malachi
但是你好好去念你就懂得我这个意思了
But if you truly study it you will be understanding、
啊、那马拉基一章第十节怎么说
And in Malachi chapter 1 verse 10 what did he say
神这么说、啊、
What did God say
但是我巴不得有一个人
And how much I hope there's one person、
啊、能够把圣殿的门关起来
We close the gate of the temple.
免得他们枉然在这个台上烧火。
that you have sacrificed on the altar in vain.
你看见没有啊？
Do you see that?
我先请问，这个以色列人，就是说这个犹太人，他有没有成就神的旨意啊？
Did the Israelites accomplish the will of God?
有没有？
Did they?
有没有达到神赐给亚伯拉罕把这个地赐给他的目的？有没有达到？
Did they reach the very purpose why God had given Abraham this land?
啊，感谢主啊！
But we thank the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经不是到那里为止。
Because the Bible did not end there.
哈，那么信又就进来了。
And the New Testament come.
那第一本书第一节怎么讲的？
And in the first book of the New Testament, what did it say?
啊，亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的后裔，耶稣基督的家谱啊。
He says the record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
以色列的失败，神现在另外送一个人来。
And now since Israelites have failed, God has sent another man.
他是基督。
He is the Christ.
是他的独生儿子。
He's the only son of God.
他来是什么呢？
And why did he come?
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He was the seed of Abraham.
所以在约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 10,
我们应该背得出来的，对不对啊？
We should be able to memorize it.
道成肉身。
It is the word became flesh.
下面怎么说？住在我们中间。
That dwell among men.
那如果你去看希腊文，
If you look in the Hebrew language,
住在我们中间这个字，
the word dwell among men,
也是会幕的同一个字。
It is the same word as the word tabernacle.
所以有的英文本就直接的把它翻作 tabernacling.
And so some English translation directly translated into tabernacle.
No, tabernacling become a verb.
Tabernacling.
懂吗？因为这个字在希伯来文是两个意思。
Because in Hebrew it carries two meanings.
一个意思是住的意思。
One is to dwell.
一个意思是会幕的意思。
The other is the tabernacle.
懂了吧？懂了吧？主耶稣到地上来。
And when Jesus came to the world.
做件什么事？
What did he do?
做件什么事？
What was that he was doing?
神的会幕也来了。
That the tabernacle of God has come.
懂了吧？
Do you understand?
神来了没有？
Did God come?
啊，神来了没有？
Did God come?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Friends,
为做这样的缘故，
It is for this particular reason.
耶稣基督他道成肉身呢？
That Jesus has become the flesh.
他不是单单道成肉身，为做要做赎罪祭。
Not just to become a flesh in order to be a sacrifice.
真正成就一件事。
But he has accomplished one thing.
借助他的死和复活。
That through his death and resurrection.
借助他的圣灵降临。
That through the descending of the Holy Spirit.
我们人受了圣灵的洗。
That we have been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
就成了什么？
And what have we become?
成了什么？啊？啊啊！成了教会啊，弟兄姊妹。教会就开始了。
That we have become the church, and that is the beginning of the church.
教会到底是什么？
And what is the church?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
照理你们应该懂哎。
And I believe that you should know.
为什么？我看出来你们很懂圣经。
And I think it seems like you understand the Bible very well.
弟兄是个很好讲道的人。
Because brother, you was a wonderful preacher.
我们频道常常说，哎，教会基督的身体，基督的身体，对是对。
Yes, oftentimes we talk about church being the body of Christ. That is true.
但是不完全对耶。
But not in its entirety.
为什么呢？
Why?
你们去翻开《以弗所人书》第二章。
When you turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，这个第二章第二十节到第二十三节。
Verses 20 through 23.
哇，在那里你就看见为什么《以弗所人书》第二章是讲到教会。
That the second chapter of Ephesians talk about the church.
啊，是外邦人同犹太人要在十字架底下合而为一。
That the Gentiles and the Jews would be reconciled underneath the cross.
成为一个新人。
That they become one new man.
但是我们这些外邦人呢？
That we the Gentiles.
现在不再是外邦人。
Now we're no longer the Gentiles.
我们同他们一同在神的家中。
That together we're with the Israelites in the house of God.
我心里请问。
Now let me ask.
教会是神的什么？
What is the church?
神的家嘛，是吧？
The house of God.
在哪里？在哪里？这句话在哪里？底摩太书吗？对不对？很清楚的，教会是神的家，永生神的家。
It is the house of God, the living.
对不起啊，因为我的声音比较大，他给我翻译不容易啊，也跟我一样的翻译要大声音的啊，所以每一次给我翻译的人很辛苦的，所以下来的时候你们一定要。好好的谢谢这个姊妹啊， 啊，对，真的 OK。那么你看《以弗所》第二章下面怎么讲呢
？And what did the second chapter of Ephesians say？、
啊、这个教会是什么
？What is the church？
他说，使徒和先知的教导是一个根基。
That the teaching of the apostles and the prophet is the foundation。
耶稣基督是房角石。
And Jesus Christ being a cornerstone.
是把所有的墙都连起来了。
That all the walls will be connected together.
成为神圣殿。
That become the holy temple of God.
下面有解释啊。
And it went on to.
这个圣殿，这个的教会。
At this church, at this church and temple of God.
啊，是什么呢
？What is it?
是神借着圣灵，下面怎么说？有人去观众，知道不？对了，基座的所在啊。
It is where God dwells.Through the where God lives by the Spirit.
Yeah, 懂了吧？所以教会是什么呢
？So what is the church?
教会是神居住的地方啊。
Church is where God lives.
懂了吧
？Do you understand?
懂了吧？这回到你来的，给我们看见以色列人失去了，现在耶稣来了，圣灵来了，两样。
And you see that from the Israelites and the coming of the Spirit.
这是真正的教会。
And it becomes the true church.
是圣灵，是神，就是圣灵。
And that through the Spirit,
基督的所在
where God lives,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是教会
that is the church,
这是教会
that is the church.
平常普通我们常常这讲的基督的身体就这是对的
Yes, it is true that the church is God's body.
但是若是你去看从创世纪一直下来
but if you see from Genesis all the way through,
那你就会发现
then you will realize,
哇真正的目的
that the true ultimate purpose
就是我们亚当到了第十创世纪第十一章人数失去的要恢复过来
that God is resurrecting is reviving history of man from the fall of Adam
但是我先来请问
but let me ask
我们教会怎么样的好不好
and is the church good
好不好
is it good
你乱讲记得不记得唱出埃及记有几个教会
Do you remember how many churches are there in the Exodus?
几个教会啊七个教会嘛对不对好
Revelation
呀我讲错了是吧启示录启示录最后一本有几个教会七个教会
There are seven churches in Revelation
我先请问这七个教会中间有几个是被主责备的
And how many churches were scolded by the Lord?
啊，有五个。
Five.
好，那么最后一个呢
？What about the last one?
啊，你们看见最后一个什么特别？特别在哪里
？What is the special thing about the last church?
什么？啊？啊？哪一个在外面敲门呢？啊？哪一个在外面敲门
？Who is knocking at the door?
啊？主在外面敲门
Jesus
啊这个教会里面没有主的、啊、
And there's no The Lord is not in the church
你说这个教会像不像样子
And is that church any good
对不对 有人就挂个基督教牌子实在不是基督教
Some would say they're the
对不对
Christian church But that it's not of Christ
教会应该是有基督的
Because Christ should be in the church
因为这是基督的身体、啊、
Because that is the body of Christ
它是没有基督的
But it does not have the Lord in it.
啊，我等下慢慢的再给你们讲。
Well, I will tell you more.
那么是不是啊？这里稍微停停啊。
And perhaps we should stop a little bit here.
那这就是我今天给你们讲的信息了。
That is the message to you.
是刚才那个是这个起个头。
It was just the prelude.
他是说，
introduction.
你不是说这个的启示，一直到启示录末末了吗？
But didn't you tell me that the Revelation is all the way to the end of that the book of Revelation?
若是我们翻到启示录二十一章
If you turn to Revelation chapter 21,
你们起头就看见什么？哦，写的翻了已经来不及了，来不及了，来不及了。听听讲，本来你们要出个机会的啊，叫什么？新天新地来了。
There's new heaven and earth.
啊，感谢主，新天新地来了。
Heaven and earth.
哎，你们记得不记得他讲了这话以后？
And after he said about the new heaven and earth,
什么东西降在人间
？What came upon man？
啊，哎，神的帐幕啊
！And was the tabernacle
懂吗
of God？
这神的帐幕降在人间呢、啊、
？The tabernacle of God came down.
下面怎么说
？And then what did it say？
神怎么说？我要住在什么？我要住在人中间。
He says, "I will dwell among man."
他无愿与人同在。
That he was, he wanted to live with them.
记得不记得？记得不记得？啊，我要做他们的神。
That I will be their God.
他们做我的使命。
They will be my people.
从这个时候就说看呐、啊。
And then says, behold.
哈、啊，再没有流泪的。
There's no more tears.
擦干净的眼泪。
All the tears will be wiped.
再没有死亡。
There's no more death.
再没有什么，你们还记得吧
？No more.
啊，恐惧、惧怕，所有的到某某的时候，这一切都怎么样？都变性了。
All has been renewed.
是不是一贯的
？Isn't it all the way uniform?
是不是一贯的？啊，是不是你会看见吗？这条线看见没有
？Do you see that line from the beginning?
感谢主啊
！We thank God.
但是怎么呢？怎么呢？的弟兄姊妹们
，Friends and sisters，
启示录这本书给我们看见，我们教会经过什么
？And the Revelation, the Book of Revelation, show us what the church needs to go through.、
啊、有的是感谢主背题的。
And some thank the Lord they are being.
有的是要经过大患难。
And some will go through great trials.
到末末了的时候。
And at the end,
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
啊，这个会幕降在人中间。
The dwelling of God has descended upon man.
那最好的最好最最要紧最要紧的一件事。
And that is what's most important.
那不但如此。
And not only that.
我们读的经文里面告诉我们。
And as we read the scriptures.
主耶稣把他的身体当作什么？当作神的殿，对不对？
God regard his own body as the temple of God.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
他说你们拆坏这个神的殿，我三天把它再建起来，什么意思？
And what does he mean when he said when you tear down this body, he will build up in three days?
你们把我钉十字架。
You will crucify me.
死了我三天要复活的。
I died, but I will resurrect after third day.
这圣经第一次提到我们的身体是神的殿。
That is the first time the scripture mentioned that our body is the temple of God.
那么保罗就承受了这个教训。
And then Paul has received that teaching.
啊，在哥林多后书第六章里面也说我们的身体是神的殿。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he said that our body is the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我现在如果我们身是神的殿，那么里面有什么
？If you truly are the temple of God, what do you have inside?
就是神要住嘛，神住在这里嘛。
That God dwells in you.
弟兄姊妹们，这两件事
，that these two things
是给我们讲一个非常重要的真理
，showing us a very important truth.
有好多人想我们基督教是一个教义
，and some people think that. Christianity is just it's but a religion.
啊，但是我们不是的。
But we are not.
我们是个生命。
It is we are life.
啊，我们真正相信，我们真正接受的时候，我们把神接待在我们里面的。
Because what we have received is we received God.
我们今天在这里大家积极的敬拜。
That as we worship in the house of God.
最要紧的目的是因为神住在中间呢。
The most important thing is because God is dwelling among us.
哎，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
若是神要住在我们里面
，if God is dwelling in us，
若神要住在我们教会里面
，if God is dwelling in the church，
那目前你请问，教会应该怎么样
？Then let me ask you, how should the church be？
我们人怎么样
？How should we be？
啊，若是神住在你里面
，if God is in you，
你说呢？什么意思啊
？What does it mean？
什么意思？真正讲起来了。
And in actuality, in reality,
那应该另外再过一天再给你们在这里讲。
It will take me another day to explain to you.
为什么神住在我们里面？住在我们怎么样啊
？Why is God is dwelling in us?
教会若是真正神住在教会里面，你想想看，神住在这个教会里面，这个教会应该怎么样啊
？If God is truly dwelling within the church, how should the church be?
啊，应该怎么样？啊？圣殿我们说了，外说的圣殿呢？啊，怎么样？哇，弟兄姊妹们呢？若是要讲这呢，又要从圣经起头，慢慢的给你们看，
you,
才能够讲得清楚。
If I need to explain to you in detail, then I will have to go all the way from the beginning.
让我来用两句话语来包括它。
Let me sum it up in two statements.
神要住在我们中间。
That God wants to dwell among us.
无论是我们个人，无论是教会。
No matter it's individual or church.
神是成为我们生活的中心。
That God become the center of our life.
这就很简单了。
That sounds very simple.
很多很多要紧的道理。
But in it, it encompasses some very important doctrine.
神是我们生活的中心。
If God is the center of our life.
哎，那么我们教会的一切的活动。
Then all our activities in the church.
哪一个东西是中心啊
？Then what is the center?
啊？嘿，是神住在我们中间为中心啊，
God
对不对？ 对不对？要神住在我们里面，才是一个中心啊。
If God is dwelling among us, then that's the center.
但我们现在的教会是什么？
But look at our church now.
啊，是什么？哦，人多。
And we have so many people.
成为一个 mega church.
That in terms of quantity, we became the mega church.
最近在东部，在美国的东部，有个教会。
In East Coast, there's a church.
说每一个礼拜天至少有三万人聚集出去就要做礼拜。
Every Sunday, there's about 30,000 plus people.
啊，为什么这样的缘故？他买一个堂。
And they need to build. They need to buy a big theater.
我晓得你们也在买堂。
And I know that you're also purchasing
building. 听啊，他们，你晓得买一个什么地方？
You know what they have purchased?
你猜得出的话呢？
If you can guess.
我下来跟你握手。
And I will come down and then shake hands with you.
啊，大的有一个地方有几三万人的。
You have to be so big that it can contain about 30,000.
哎，对了，打球的地方啊。
It is a stadium.
啊呀，这个球场啊，同一天的聚会就完全坐满的。
That the stadium would seat all these people.
好不好？
Is it good?
好不好？好不好？
Is it good?
哎，你们怎么很客气？不要紧嘛，讲的不对也没关系嘛，我不会骂你们的吧？我有的时候骂你们是假的，是叫你们笑笑就是了，啊，好不好？我们今天大家都 crazy， 人多，啊，就是没
有。So crazy about the quantity, having more and more people.
哈，但不是真正的目的。
But that is not the ultimate purpose.
那么多人聚在一起，若是神不住在人中间。
Even if we have that many people, if God is not among us.
这是不是个教会？
Is it the church then?
这是不是个教会？
Is it the church?
Come on, 是不是个教会？所以这不是我们追求的。
Therefore, that is not something that we're going after. Do you understand?
我们一切的活动是以他为中心。
That all the activity is centered around him.
以他为中心什么意思？
And what does it mean to center around him?
我们做的是不是他要我们做的？
It is to do. Are we doing what he wants us to do?
啊，对，是不是这样子？啊，他吩咐我们做的，我们做不做？
When he commands, do we do what he wants us to do?
哎，我先请问，你到底人生中间现在以什么人为中心？
And who is the center?
啊，是以什么人为中心？哎，姊妹们，因为今天姊妹们不多，平常普通教会都是姊妹们。
Well, maybe there are more.
我现在请问，你结了婚了，你的生活中心是哪一个？
After you got married, who is the center of your life?
没有小孩子以前。
Before you even had children.
好的太太，丈夫为中心，对不对？
And if there's she's a good wife, then the husband is the center.
没有阿门的。好，那么你生了孩子呢？
But after he had children,
那孩子是你的中心了，对不对啊？
The child becomes the center.
一切就为他，对不对啊？
Everything is child-centered.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们以神为中心的话，
But if we having God as
our center, 我们一切怎么样？
Then what do we do?
哎，我先请问，我们唱赞美诗好不好？好不好？好，像你们这样唱赞美诗，我很受感动哦。
And it's good that when you sing the hymn.
他是现在有一般的教会怎么唱啊？
But you know there are certain type of church nowadays.
他们的目的是什么呢？
When they sing hymn, they have a certain purpose.
青年人很喜欢。
And the young people loved it very much.
我说对不对？
Isn't that true?
对不对？那这样的话，我们会吸引很多青年人的。
And because if we sing it that way, we'll attract more young people.
我记得好多年前我在英国伦敦，讲道。
And many years ago, I was preaching in London, in England.
英国的教会真是没办法的。是很可怜的。
And it was a very pitiful condition.
很大教会就少很少的人。
It has a great big church building, but very few people.
我难得到一个教会去啊。
So I went to a church.
也不少人呢。
And it was a rare opportunity.
我讲到怎么有反应啊。
And they responded to my sermon.
等到这个牧师一祝福。
But after when the pastor is about to give blessing.
Benediction. 啊，那些弟兄姊妹大家起来就把他凳子就大家哗一哄就把这都摆在旁边。
And they all of a sudden just take all the chairs to the side.
这是我从来没看见过的。
I've never seen that.
所以我就问那个牧师啊。所以我问那个牧师。
So I asked that pastor.
为什么？
Why did they do that?
他敬拜完了，年轻人跳舞啊。
And so, well, the worship's over now. It's dancing time for the young people.
不再用钢琴风琴了。
And they don't use organ or piano anymore.
他就跳起舞来了。
So the music came and everybody started dancing.
我说为什么呢？
And I asked him why.
不这样年轻出不来啊。
And the pastor said, if we don't do that, then young people will not come anymore.
哎，我心里想问，他们是讨年轻人喜欢，还是讨上帝喜欢？
Let me ask you, are they pleasing the young people or God?
懂了吧？
Do you know? Do you understand?
哎，这不开玩笑哎。
That is not a joke.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的一切事都会记下来的。
Brother and sister, everything that we have done will be recorded.
真的。
It's true.
我是很担心。
I worry about it.
因为我见他的日子很近了。
Because my day, the day that I go to see him is approaching.
你们这里的同工也是一样啊。
And it is the same with you.
你们这里弟兄姊妹也是一样啊。
And the brother and sister here is the same.
有一天我们见他的。
One day we shall behold him.
我们做的这些事是以他为中心呢？
And everything that we have done is a center around him.
他是以我们自己为中心。
Or is a center around ourselves.
嘿嘿，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你们教会开不开开会的？
And do we have co-workers meeting?
商量是开开不开会的？
Do we have meeting?
有没有？啊，有没有？啊，有啊。我心里请问，开会的时候你们吵不吵架？不要举手，不要举手。
Do you argue in your co-workers meeting?
哎呀，你想我六十多年服侍教会。
You know that I've been serving God for 60 plus years.
我头上两年是在中国西南边的野人山做宣教士。
In the first three years, I was a missionary in the mountain in China.
虽然神给我恩赐是个 evangelist.
Even though God has given me a gift as evangelist.
但是从来没有离开过教会。
But I never left the church.
所以 church become my blood.
教会在我的血液的里面。
所以我就没有离开过教会。
And I never left the church.
我告诉你啊。
And let me tell you.
因为是什么事？那么你服侍过的教会怎么样？
Do you know what the church about the church of Ephesus?
我的结论是如此。我的结论，我的 conclusion.
My conclusion is this.
我对教会说。
And I told the church.
我绝对不参加你们的讨论聚会。
I would never join your discussion meeting.
你知道为什么？
You know why?
哎，教会的真难为情啊。
And because it's very embarrassing.
教会的一个厕所的马桶坏掉了。
And the toilet broke down in church.
开会要开三个小时。
They need to hold the meeting for that for 3 hours.
有人要说修，有人要说买。
And some say we should fix, repair, some say we
should purchase. 有人说叫什么人修。
And or they were talking about who should fix it.
有人说买个什么牌子。
Or purchase what kind of bread.
Boy!一个我一个马桶要商量三个小时啊
！Just a toilet, it takes 3 hours.
如果是那一个人，这个 will strong，
that person have a strong will.
人不听他，他就马上站起来走了吧
？And he would stand up and go.
什么意思
？What does that mean？
啊 ？My will or no will， 对不对？这个我的意思没有别的人。
It is my will or no will.
啊，就是他。
It is I.
那么就吵起来了。
Or they will have an argument.
我说弟兄姊妹们，
said,
我们到底以什么为中心啊？
What is our center?
你胆子真大啊！
You're so daring.
这个教会神居住的地方哎。
The church is where God lives.
你 play church 啊？谢谢你不要犯罪哈。啊，我们华侨到了美国来 ，play 三样东西。第一 ，play politics，play 政治。第二 play 麻将，第三 play church，
you know,
没有事情做。
We play three things. We play police and play mahjong and we play church.
千万不要这样啊！
Please don't do that.
我见得太多了。
And I've seen too much.
无论是传道人，无论是教会负责人，无论弟兄姊妹。
No matter it's the pastors or the responsibility brothers or even laymen.
这不是我的教会吗？
That is not a living church.
我看见好多传道人上帝用了。
And
传道人。
And I see many pastors.
Not many. 被神用了。
I've seen some being used by God.
Used by God. 哇，没料的说，这个教会是他的王国。
And to a point to the end that the church become his kingdom.
很多有名的人都差不多这个样子哎。
Very many famous preachers become like that.
但是真大呀。教会怎么是他的
？And how dare they that the church become theirs？
为着这样的缘故
？And it's for this reason。
你跑到他们那里去，没有神的。
And you go to their place and there's no God。
没有神的。
There is no God。
你想，如果是神在中间，我们这个空气怎么样
And without God in our midst, what's the atmosphere like?
我们的气氛怎么样？我们的敬拜的情形怎么样？
What is the condition of our worship?
是不是不一样啊？
Wouldn't it be different?
对不对？对不起啊，我今天我自己不像样，我不该教你们啊。
Forgive me for saying all these.
我这个传这个来讲到，是我老了吗？把这个我要带忘记带了。
And I shouldn't preach by wearing this outfit because.
但你们来敬拜啊。
But when you come to worship.
有的太厉害了。
And some are just
T-shirt 就来敬拜了。
They come with a T-shirt.
哇，你到这里来敬拜哪一个啊？
And who are you coming to worship?
哇，还有些年轻女孩子把那个衣服来打一个结。
And some would even make a knot with the shirt.
还有人到上面，还有人送奉献啊。
And they even come to the altar to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们到教会里是看哪一个啊
？Brother and sister, who are we trying to see when we come to the church?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sister,
记得今天的信息。
Please remember today's message.
个人也是如此。
And it is the truth with individual.
神真的住在我们里面。
If God is truly dwelling within us,
我的人生是以神为目的的。
Then my life is centered around God.
我是遵循他的旨意。
My purpose is God to obey His command.
让他的权柄能够透过我。
That His authority can go through me.
可以神的国可以在我身上彰显出来。
That the kingdom of God can be manifested through me.
哎，我现在请问，你们几岁退休啊？
How old when you when are you going to get retired?
我敢相信你们中间有没有人打算要退休的
？I don't believe any one of us wants to retire.
一开始工作就马上说，哦，我该怎么借钱啊？到几岁嘛，我就退休了，有没有
？And do you plan that ever since you started working, you will save money and so on?
最起码的退休的年龄几岁
？The average retirement
65岁，对不对
？It's about 65 years in America.
哎，我88岁、89岁了，我应该不应该退休啊？
Should I retire since I'm 89 years old?
Come on, 你们要讲话的，该不该退休？
Respond.
该啊，谢谢啊。
Thank you.
你说圣保罗，你在做梦啊
？He says, "You said, well, Pastor Shane, are you dreaming?"
你们看我的，你问我的女儿看。
Just ask my daughter.
我家里四个生的小孩子。
We have 4 children.
还有生什么养大一些，不是我们生的。
And my wife also raised a mother who's not born of us.
没有一个人赞成我到香港去工作的。
There's no one who agreed for me to go to Hong Kong to work.
他说我不一样啊。
He says, but I'm different.
为什么呢
？Why?
我是神呼召了的。
Because I was called by God.
我是像一个兵一样的。
I am a soldier.
这个统帅叫你去，你不能不去的。
And the commanding officer asks you to go. You cannot be against it.
如果主要我去，我不能不去的。
If God wants me to go, I cannot refuse.
所以你们这里完了。
And therefore, after I've done speaking to you,
我马上就要到 Seattle.
I will need to go Seattle.
Seattle 完了。
After Seattle,
我飞到香港。
And I will fly to Hong Kong.
为什么
？Why?
很简单啊。
It's very simple.
看你以什么为中心。
And it is what is your sin?
哎呀，圣保罗，那你这个苦死了吗
？And people would say, "Well, Brother Shane, you're so tired."
你看我那样子，像不像苦死的呀
？Does it look like I'm tired?
你说嘛，像我那个样子，像不像苦死的样子
？Do I look bitter to you?
那么，如果神呼召你，叫你起来侍奉他，你起来不起来
？If God calls you to get up,
不要打火。
If God calls you to serve Him, will you serve Him?
I challenge you.
我向你挑战。
我们每一个基督徒应该如此。
That every Christian should be like that.
不是单单一个传道人。
Not just a pastor.
每一个弟兄是完全奉献的。
That everyone is fully consecrated to God.
因为以他为我们生活的中心。
Having God becoming the center of our lives.
为什么有人做这件我不做
？Why is it that some would do this and I will not?
很简单的一个答复。
Is it a very simple response?
因为我里头有神。
Because there's God within me.
做通不过去。
And I cannot get over it.
两个小孩子吵架
，and when there are two children fighting，
是同两个同学吵架
，and when a friend's fighting or arguing，
那么一个是基督徒，一个不是基督徒
，one is a Christian while the other is not，
都是十来岁的小孩子
，they're all about teens。
好，那么个不是基督徒的对基督徒讲
，so the non-Christian told the Christian，
我骂你，我打你，你有没有办法
？I would scold you， I would hit you， and you have no way to fight back。And the Christian says, "Why?"
因为你是基督徒啊。
Because you are a Christian.
你那个基督徒小孩怎么说
？And do you know how the Christian child answered? He said, "Fine."
我把基督请出来打了你再讲。
Let me ask Jesus out first, and then after I hit you, and then.
You see? 啊，若是以神为中心的话，
if he is having God as the center，
若是说你本来什么事都会做的，
and originally you would just do anything，
但因为他是你的中心，
but because he becomes the center，
你不能做啊，
you cannot do it，
你里头一个当家的不让你做，
you have a master in your heart who will not permit you to do so，
你做了心都会跳出来的，
because if you do it you have so not lost the peace with him。
Amen， 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 Amen。我们教会若是以神为中心的话，
if the church is having God as its center，
哎，有一件事是神喜欢的，
there's one thing that's pleasing to God，
我们做不做？
Do we do? Do we do it?
我们做不做？人太少了，
所以 you respond，
所以你看今天还有空位吗？
See, that's why there's empty seats。
懂不懂？懂不懂啊？不是单单这个传道人做啊，
not that the pastor do it。
所以我告诉你个传道人真苦啊，真的苦。
Therefore, the pastors are so heavy laden.
真的，传道人很苦的，不会讲话。
And if they're not eloquent in the words.
啊，说这个传道人呢，这个架子很大。
And they would say, well, he's proud.
衣服穿得很好了。
If he dress up well.
这个领带花一点呢。
And they have a certain patterns to the tie.
贪爱世界。
And they would say, well, he loves the world.
啊，对，哇，这真的传道人最难的了。
And it's so hard to be a preacher.
若是一个传道人不是真正奉献服侍主的话。
If this minister is not the one who's fully consecrated to God.
剩两条路可走。
And he only had two ways to go.
要不要听？
You want to know?
对不对？
You want to know?
一定要呢，指责。
One is
指责 ，resign。
Design
啊
，resign。
第二条呢
？And second
去死掉。
To die。
没两条路走的。
There's no other way。
真的话，你真的这样的？你从弟兄姊妹讲也讲不清楚的。
It's hard for you to explain to the brothers and sisters。
我什么都做过。
And I have done it all。
我不拿教会的生活津贴。
And I don't take the salary from church.
啊，不，换句话说，不拿薪水。
I don't take the salary.
啊，我同弟兄姊妹一样的侍奉。
I'm just serving like brothers and sisters.
那么你我怎么生活的
？And how do I live?
我到外面去领会。
I go out and lead a good sermon.
人家送我的礼金。
And the money that they reimburse
me. 我们夫妇两个就活在这个上面。
And that's our living expense.
我还要养我的小孩子。
And I need to raise my children.
啊，那就是这样子，那么应该很好啊，对不对啊？
Well, that may be good.
还是一样的有难处。
No, I still had difficulty.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
若是我们真的、真的、真的有神在我们中间，
if we truly, truly have God among us,
教会不应该这个样子的。
Church should not be like this.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. 但是可惜呀。
But pitifully,
真是可惜啊。好多时候教会里真的没有神啊。
Regretfully, some churches really don't have the Lord in it.
哎，在美国那个黑人解放的时候。
And during the time of emancipation of the slaves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 那么他们本来有些地方不能去的嘛。
And because they, due to the segregation, there's places they couldn't go.
白人教会，他们不能进去的。
They could not attend a church of the white people.
哇，一解放了，他们去参加了嘛。
But after that, they could.
是头一天。
So after the emancipation,
头一个礼拜天
first day, the first Sunday.
有个年轻人呢，穿得好好的，要进去了。
A young black man dressed up well and wanted to enter into that church.
教会的牧师站在门口。
And so the pastor was standing right at the door.
你来做什么啊？
And he asked him, why are you here?
他说我来参加敬拜啊。
And the black man told him that I came to worship.
你下个礼拜来。
Well, come next week.
今天这个礼拜天完了，我们就商量要不要让你们这个有颜色的黑人进来。
Because we will have a discussion after today's Sunday meeting whether we will allow the colored person to come in.
这个年轻人碰了一鼻子灰。啊，没有进去，心里很不快乐。
And he was very disappointed, very unhappy that he was not able to enter.
悠悠走走这么走。
So he walked away and said.
忽然碰到了耶稣。
All of a sudden he met Jesus.
耶稣就问他。
And Jesus asked
him. 你为什么这么忧愁啊？
And why are you so downcast?
他说我到那个教会去，他们不要我进去。
Because I went to that church and they rejected me.
不要难过，不要难过。
And Jesus said, well, don't feel bad.
他们连我都不要。
Because they don't even want me.
Dear
brothers and sisters,
这个不是开玩笑的事。
That is not a joking matter.
所以我们要几分钟。
And we don't have very much time.
我们一定要追求一件事。
But there's one thing we need to pursue after.
我们怎么样可以使神住在教会中间？
How can I allow God to continue to live in a church?
要不要听？
You want to hear it?
要不要听？
Want to hear it?
Okay. 第一。
Number one.
我请你们听一节圣，看一节圣经，听一节圣经可以啊。
Listen to a scripture.
是在以弗所第四章一节到六节。
That's Ephesians chapter 4.Verses 1 through 6.
你们若是回去的话好好就看啊，但大概的意思告诉我们，我们要靠着圣灵竭力保守那是我们合而为一的心，我们要谦卑忍耐，要保守这个合而为一的心。
With humility, with endurance, perseverance, we need to keep the unity that was given by the Holy Spirit.
那为什么呢？
Why is that?
下面讲，我们是为神。
It is for God.
是在众人之上。
That God is above all.
啊，他也是在众人之内。
That God is also in all.
啊，他也是超乎众人。
God is also above all.
他也是住在我们中间。
He is also through all.
真的弟兄姊妹们，教会不合耶，神不能住的嘛。
You know that without the unity in the church, God cannot dwell.
那现在我住在我女儿家里面。
And now I live in my daughter's house.
感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
哎，真的，我自己不会打算我退休怎么样。
I don't plan for my retirement.
但我现在病了，我有地方去，我就到他家里来住啊。
But since I'm sick, I have a place to go. I went to her house.
他买一个房子，还特别买一个亮一点的。我年纪老了，喜欢亮的嘛。
And she bought a house with so much light.
家庭说，我先到他家里去住。
And she asked me to go to her house.
早晨，他们夫妻两个吵架；晚上回来，他们两个吵架。
And for example, suppose.If I live in their house and she and her husband fight in the morning, fight at night.
你说我这个老头子住住不住？
Do you think I would still live there?
我帮助我的女儿。
I will. Do I help my daughter?
啊，那我就得罪我的女婿。
Then that would be against
对不对？
my son-in-law.
我帮助我的女婿。
But if I help my son-in-law,
我女儿说我不是你生的。
Then my daughter would say, "Am I not born of you?"
你说呢？他们吵架我怎么办？
So when they fight, what do I do?
我告诉我马上扑跟一些，说对不起，我到旅馆寄宿去了，对不对
？Sorry, let me depart.
对不对？你们吵架，神怎么住在里头啊
？If you fight with one another, how can God dwell here?
哎，有没有吵架的
？Do you fight? Argue?
世界上啊，真的，这个世界就是这么一个世界。
And that is the world today.
分分分分分分分。
It was a split and separation.
这不是神的旨意。
That is not the will of God.
这是人的刑罚。
That is the punishment of man.
实际上神是要我们合在一起的。
Because God wanted us to be united in one.
真的，一定要，你想如果我们教会都不能合一的话，那教这个世界怎么了得？
If the church cannot have a unity, what do we do with the world?
Amen, amen.
Do you amen?
啊，我们的家庭也是一样啊。
And so it's with our home.
夫妻不合耶。
And when a husband and wife are not in one.
怎么能成个家？
And how can it be a home?
所以弟兄姊妹们呢，像这些事情，都是很惊醒我们的事。
And these things should awaken us.
我们若是要神住在我们中间。
If we want God to dwell among us.
若是神住在我们中间。
If God is dwelling among us.
我有他的同在。
And we have His presence.
就满了神的荣耀。
And it will be full of glory of God.
满了神的赞美。
And full of the praise to God.
满了神的同在。
And full of His presence.
人家进来就不一样。
And then when people enter, they will feel there's a difference.
我们的家也不一样。
And our home will be different.
真的感谢主啊。
It's true.
OK, 不但如此。
And not only so.
这第一件事。你们一定要看的啊，回去看以弗所第四章第一节到第六节。
Please go home and study chapter 4 of Ephesians verses 1 through 6.
第二件事，神怎么住在我们中间
？How do we allow God to dwell among us？
约翰一书第四章第十二节。
First John chapter 4 verse 12.
这个约翰怎么讲呢
？What did John say？
他说：“我们若彼此相爱，神就怎么样？”
If we love one another,
住在我们中间。
Then God is living in us. God lives in us.
感到看到没有啊
？Do you see that?
我们要什么？彼此什么？哎，太小了。
We need to love one another.
你们不要紧，我马上结束了。
I'm almost done.
不要打瞌睡啊。
Please don't fall asleep.
彼此什么？哎，
love one another.
这像一样了，像耶和华的军队。
Then now you sound like a
child
of the Lord. love one another.
你想世界上已经苦得不得了了。
You know that there's so many bitterness and sadness in the world.
我们都教会你说还要有这个样子。 你是做什么呢?
And why do we still continue doing that in the church?
对不对?
Isn't that true?
我们教会是最好的地方了。
Because the church should be the best place.
若是我们真的相爱啊,
if we truly love one another,
那真是好啊。
And that would be wonderful.
人进到教会里来,
and when men enter into the church,
在这个冷酷的世界里面, 还有个温暖的地方,
there will be a warm place in this bitter and cold world.
一些软弱的弟兄姊妹,
and some weak brothers and sisters,
若是到我们中间来,
and when they come to be among us,
他感觉到什么?
What would they sense?
不但是人不看不起他,
not that the people look down on them,
把他当baby那么的保护他,
and they treat him like a baby and protect him.
你说呢? 这个人在这个教会中间怎么样啊?
And how would he feel if he's being protected like that?
懂了吧?
Do you know?
弟兄姊妹们, 真的这个世界实在需要人有爱心啊。
This world needs people who have love.
这爱是怎么做的?
And how do we love?
什么是真正的爱?
What is true love?
啊? 神爱世人, 下面怎么说? 懂了吧?
Do you understand? God so loved the world. So love and give cannot be separated. Now, not that you need to give money necessarily. And when I served church,
不久前,
and a little while ago,
发现有一个弟兄很厉害的 cancer的毛病, 要离开世界。
We had a brother in the church who had cancer is about to depart.
教会的长老打电话给我。
So the elders of the church called me and invited me to visit him together.
他们一家只有三个人。
This brother had a household of three.
和一个女儿。
He had a wife and a daughter.
这个女儿还很小。
And the daughter was very young.
这个读初中的样子。
She was only in middle school.
这个长老要我去同他去做什么呢?
So the elder asked me, invited me to share with him.
要我站在那里做见证。
And want me to give a testimony.
做一个见证人,
and wanted to be a witness.
他就跑去问那个弟兄,
and the elder went to ask the brother.
若是主要找你回去, 你家里的经济情况怎么样?
And if God is calling you home, then how would be the financial situation in your home?
不容易啊。问都不容易。
It is hard to ask that question.
这个弟兄答复了,
and this brother answered.
那个长老这么说,
and the elder said,
真有什么事发生?
If truly anything were to happen,
你放心,
please be take comfort.
你的太太, 你的小孩子,
your wife and your daughter.
他的太太有精神毛病的,
and his wife had a psychological problem.
我们教会弟兄姊妹, 彼此供应, 你不要担心,
our church would take care of them. Please take comfort in that.
弟兄姊妹, 我亲眼看见, 那个弟兄就眼泪滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴滴
to weep.
不是痛苦的眼泪。
It is not a sorrowful tear.
是一个感激的眼泪。
It's a tear of thanksgiving.
马上看得见他的脸上的情形就不一样了。
And you can see his facial expression changed.
世界上哪有比爱更好的？
There's nothing that's better than love in this world.
Amen, amen.
Do you amen?
这个世界是一个荒漠的世界。
You know that this world is so desolate.
没有水喝的地方啊。
They're so thirsty and dry without water.
人都教会里面来。
And when they come to church,
盼望能够在这里得点安慰。
They want to receive comfort in the church.
得些了解。
And to be understood,
这些同情,
to be show pity or empathy,
这些 understanding,
to get empathy and understanding,
这些爱啊,
and to receive love.
但爱一定要给的。
But love you need to give.
不给不是真的。
If you don't give, that is not true love.
所以弟兄姊妹们呢,
your friends,
要学习给啊。
Please learn to give.
给是我们基督徒的特权。
Because giving is our privilege as a Christian.
你不要以为给是牺牲，没有这件事。
Giving is not a sacrifice.
给常常是一个最大的福气。
Because giving is the greatest blessing.
真的，我们平常人总喜欢给。
Oftentimes men love to receive and receive and receive.
平常人这个手中是向上的。
And normally your palms are up.
我们的手向下的，这样的。
But our hands would be, our palms would be facing down.
懂了吧？ 哎，大家练习练习，来来练，一二三，我们做个一分钟，好吧？来。
All practice with your hands.
啊，懂吧？哎，懂吧？啊，要给啊，要给啊，要给啊，
要给啊，
人家才能尝到爱的味道哎。
Then people can taste love.
我圣经很奇妙的。
And Bible is wonderful.
圣经给我们一个律，是世界上人不肯遵行的。
The Bible has given us a law that the people of this world is not.
他说你有就要给。
He says when you have, you give.
哎，圣经说有一个那个余是在你们没有的。
And because if you have more,
不是你有 saving 你才给。
Not that you have what's left over that you give.
That's right. 是你有要给的。
But when you have, you give.
那圣经怎么讲呢？
And what does the Bible say?
这样做。
If you do so.
有的也不会多。
And if you have, you will not have more than what you need.
少的也不会缺。
And you will not be in the lacking either.
我先我请问，若这样的话，有没有贫富不均匀啊？
And would that be a balance between the rich and poor?
你的本事不一样的。
And your capabilities are different.
对不对？你像那个政治手段的话，不一样的。
If you want to be political, it will be different.
不管你本事没有本事，都是多少钱一个月。
And if we do it politically, no matter what kind of capability you have the same salary.
所以这个有本事就不做了嘛。
So the people
对不对？
With more capability will not want to do more.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But friends and sisters,
你有了去给人家。
But when you have and you give.
给到什么程度呢？
And to what degree?
没有的也没有缺，你有的也不会有余。
To a point that you will not have a surplus, the other will not be in a lack.
这是在旧约一直到新约教训我们，我只在看见我们基督徒不肯做这件事情。
And that is the teaching from the Old Testament to the New Testament. It's just that we Christians are not willing to do it.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我真的讲一句实在话啊。
Let me allow me to say something honestly.
按我的身体啊。
According to my physical strength.
不要说是一。弟兄请我来
，and not that a brother would invite me.
真的，他要去开一架飞机叫我来，我都不来了。
Even if the brother were to pick me up with the airplane, I cannot come.
我的心脏跳得不均匀的。
Because my heartbeat is not regular.
我应该不应该休息
？Should I rest?
这奇怪。
But marvelously,
我的心脏病是32岁就有心脏病的。
I had a heart problem since when I was 32.
医生只跟我两个钟头活了。Yeah, give me 2 hours to live.
2 hours. That doctor only gave me 2 hours to live then.
啊，但是呢，我到现在89岁了，我还活在这个世界上。
But I'm 89. I'm still in this world.
要不要听
？Do you want to hear?
秘诀是什么？圣经说，为福音丧失生命的，要得出生命。
Those who gave up their life for the gospel shall receive life.
听懂没有啊
？Do you understand?
若是我说，哎呀，我有心脏病啊。
If I say I have a heart problem.
我讲话声音小小的。
And I would, as I watch my plan, I would be very careful.
啊，坐在这个摇椅上摇摇。
And I'll sit on the recliner and.
看看 TV.
And I'll watch TV.
我早就死掉了。
I would die a long time ago.
早就死掉了。
I would die a long time ago.
所以，若是哪一个人以后写我的见证呢
？And if anyone were to write my testimony,
我要给他起个名字。
I would give it a name.
不倒翁的见证。
It's the testimony of an unshakable old man.
Very good. Thank you. 为什么我好多事心脏不大好？
You know, there are a lot of times my heart was not well.
我活到今天还在。
But to this day, I'm still here.
哎呀，你给好不好
？Is it good to give?
这有几个人说给好不好
？Is it good to give?
那么你给啊。
So give.
哎，有的人呐、啊，连一句好话给人家都不肯讲哎。
And some people are not even willing to give a compliment.
真的，有的弟兄姊妹受点难处了。
And some were in difficulty.、
啊那你一个晓得了以后
，and after you learn about it，
你嘴不讲
，you don't say it，
你心里还是好笑，嗯，该的，该的，该的，该的，应该。
And you say, well, he deserved it.
你可真坏，不坏的，你看坏不坏
？And don't you have a very bad heart？
那还是个基督徒吗
？Do you are you like a Christian？
我们在教会里面看见人家有低沉，你讲一句好话嘛
？And when you see people depressed in the church，
真的吗？你先，哎，看见个姊妹
，and when you see a sister，
看那么低沉呢？
Who is depressed?
你说，哎呀，姊妹啊，你今天这个发型要真漂亮哎。
And you can tell her, well, your hairstyle looks so good today. And originally her face is downcast. But after you tell her about her hairstyle, she's smiling.
真的吗?
Some people really just need one word.
有的人呢?
And some others,
需要有一个动作,
they need some action.
请他吃顿饭,
you need to invite him home to
dinner.
And to have opportunity, allow him to talk.
弟兄姊妹们,
friends and sisters,
这是杯子什么? Okay.
That is to love one another.
摸摸了, 摸摸了一样, 摸摸了一样。
Now, lastly,
再讲下去我时间太长了。那回到我们今天读的经文。
And let's go back to the passage that we've read today.
没有讲一些呢，要叫你们看一节经文是《哥林多后书》第七章第一节。2 Corinthians chapter 7. 这节圣经怎么讲呢？ 我们是神的殿。
That we are the temple of God.
所以我们应该除去身体灵魂一切的污秽。
So we should purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body
敬畏神,
and spirit to fear God,
成为圣洁,
to perfect in holiness out of reverence for God.
好, 怎么样可以大家合在一起, 成为一个教会呢?
How can we be united into a one body, become a church?
Yeah, 神住在我们中间呢?
How can we allow God to live among us?
第一，我们有合一。
Number one, we have unity.
第二，一定要彼此相爱。
Number two, we love one another.
第三,
Number three,
一定要成圣。
It is to sanctify.
这成圣道理讲了很久了，我让玉弟兄来跟你们讲。
And brother, you will tell us the way to perfecting holiness.
我告诉你两件事。
Now let me tell you two things.
一节分别出来。
Number one, to be separated.
从世界上不一样。
That you're different from that of the world.
就我们记得，无论是穿、吃、住、行，这些多记得。 我们从世界上不一样，我们分别出来的。
In every aspect of your living, in your diet, your dress, and everything will be separated from the world.
第二件事。
And number two.
洁净。
It is to cleanse, to purify.
Cleansing.
To cleanse.
完全就干干净净。
You cleanse completely.
那么这个是真正的成圣的。
And that is to truly sanctify.
教会现在很少讲的成圣的道理。
And nowadays church seldom preach about sanctification.
巴不得你们这个教会。
And how I hope that this church,
弟兄姊妹, 除了因信称义以外,
the brother and sister, other than being justified by faith,
不要忘记啊,
do not forget,
我们一定要接受 sanctification.
We need to receive the sanctification.
因为一得救我们就分别出来了,
because once we're saved, we are being separated. We belong to God.
我们属于一伙活下去,
and we, if we continue living,
我们要长成为圣洁,
we will grow into holiness.
这样,
then,
神才能住在我们中间,
God is able to dwell among
okay,
us.
Okay, now, 我们回头到我们, 读过的这篇, 圣经了。
Let's go back to John, the passage that's in the handbook.
你们看到这个下面没有一节一节的，中间有一节。
And there's this particular verse.
说耶稣上了耶路撒冷去。
And after Jesus went to Jerusalem,
看见殿里有个什么字？ No, 不是有一个什么字？有。
And
殿里有,
he found in the temple, he found.
It's okay. But in Chinese, 中文那个有很好,
and in Chinese, it's the word same thing as possess, have.
看见殿里有些什么东西啊?
And what does it see in the temple?
牛羊鸽子换代换年前的年前，对不对啊？
In the temple, there was the cattle, sheep, and the coin changer.
我心里请问, 这个牛要不要叫的?
Does the cow moo?
羊要不要叫的?
Does the sheep bay?
鸽子要不要叫的?
Does the dove make sound?
犹太人兑换银钱要不要讲价的?
And do they negotiate when they change the coins?
更讲, 犹太人更讲。 他哪能放你走不会，他绝对给你换价的。
And they were definitely negotiating when they exchanged the coin.
我现在请问，这个圣殿里本来是敬拜上帝的，应该什么？
So the temple was originally set to worship God.
应该安安静静的嘛，静说静的，对不对啊？
It should be quiet.
现在嘛，有还有其他钱，还有降价还价。我现在请问，像不像个圣殿？
Now you hear all these different noises. Is it like a temple?
像不像个圣殿？
It's like a temple.
所以主耶稣就发怒啊。
Therefore Jesus was greatly angry.
拿了绳子鞭子把他们赶出去啊。
And he made a whip out of the cord and drove them out.
好，我现在challenge你们。
Let me challenge you now.
我自己也在里头啊。
Now I'm among you.
教会也好，个人也好。
And whether it's individual or corporately as a church.
我们这里面有些什么东西？
What is within us?
最后啊，最后两处圣经。
Last two verses.
哎，那是。叫加拉太书第五章十九节二十二节。
Galatians chapter 19.
十九节二十二节。
Verse 19 and 20.
十九节里面讲什么？
Verse 19 says.
叫情欲的事，对不对啊？
It talks about the sinful nature.
是不是叫情欲的事？
The acts of the sinful nature.
那这个情欲的事，奸淫、污秽、邪荡、偶像、仇恨、憎敬。记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端啊，还有呢，嫉妒啊，还有呢，谎言。
Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and ambition, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, or orgies, and the like.
我们有没有
？Do we have that？
啊，有没有
？Do we have these？
很要紧啊，很要紧啊。
Very important.
你不要讲话，不要讲话。
You do not need to answer.
自己心里来带回答神的话语。
Just answer the Lord in your heart.
有没有这些东西？
Do you have those in your heart?
不要多啊，一样就够了。
You don't need to have many. Just one is enough.
对不对啊？
Isn't it true?
十条诫命，一条破坏了，就等于破坏全个诫命啦。
If you break one of the Ten Commandments, you broke them all.
有一样所血气所情欲的东西就够了。
If one is out of the flesh, and that is enough.
我们教会里面有没有这些东西啊？
Do we have these in the church?
有没有纷争啊？
Do we have dispute?
啊，我们有没有嫉妒啊？
Do we have jealousy?
我们有情争啊？我们有记仇啊，有没有啊
？Do we have hatred？
那么二十二节里面
，and verse 22。
啊，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们大家都熟的这个经文呢
？We all are familiar with this verse.
你有没有这些呢
？Do you have these？
有没有吗
？Do you？
我们大家低头祷告，好不好
？Let's bow our head and pray.
神灵啊，检查我心。神灵啊，光照我。
Search my heart, enlighten me.
神灵光照这个教会。
Holy Spirit, enlighten this church.
光照在座的每一位。
Enlighten everyone who's sitting here.
圣灵，用火焚烧我们。
Holy Spirit, consume us with your fire.
接近教会。
Cleanse the church.
也接近我们每一个人。
Cleanse every one of us.
这个时候，我们请我们的牧人、一弟兄。上来，带领我们全教会在主面前献上祷告。
Ask your shepherd brother you to come to lead you in prayer.
主，我们从心里面我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you from the depth of our heart.
你是一位说话的神。
You are the God who speaks.
你不随便说话。
You don't speak just anything.
你所说的话要成为教会的光。
But the word he has spoken will become the light for the church.
要成为我们的生命和力量。
Will become our life and our strength.
要成为我们一切生活、侍奉和建造的准绳。
Will become the standard of our service, our life.
你所说的每一句话也成了我们的托付和挑战。
Every word that he has spoken becomes our command and challenge.
是的，从创世纪到启示录，你都让我们看见 你是一位乐意与人同住的神。
Yes, from Genesis to Revelation, you reveal to us that you're the God who wants to dwell among men.
主，我们算得了什么？你居然拣选我们做你的居所。
God, who are we that you have chosen us to be your dwelling place?
天和天上的天尚且不够你居住。
But the heavens cannot even contain you.
主，更何况我们这些败坏的罪人呢？
And let alone let us sinners.
主啊，早晨你再借着这些话再一次来开我们的心。
Lord, this morning will you open our eyes through these words?
让我们看见荣耀的神已经住在我们的里面。
We'll be able to see that this God of glory is living in us.
哦，主啊，这真是一个何等伟大的事实。
Lord, that is just a glorious truth.
这是一个何等伟大的救恩。
And what a wonderful great salvation that is.
主啊，这是我们这一生都不配得最伟大的一个福分。
Because that is the greatIt is a blessing that we don't deserve.
然后主，你求你把那个敬畏的心赐给我们。
But God, give us a heart of reverence.
让我们真知道我们的身体就是你的殿。
That we may truly know that our body is your temple.
哦、oh, ，神的灵住在我们中间。
That the Spirit of God is living in us.
也让我们知道教会就是你的殿。
That we may come to know that church is the temple of God.
哦，主耶稣，让你成为我们的中心。
That you would become our center.
成为我们生活侍奉的中心。
That you become the center of our lives, our services.
成为我们每一个聚会的中心和目的。
That become the center and the purpose of our meeting.
主，让我们同心的来高举基督。
Lord, and when the core we exalt you.
当我们在这里祷告的时候。
As we're praying,
主，你为我们赶出一切做买卖的。
God, drive out all these sellers in our lives.
哦，为我们赶出一切牛羊，哦，一切兑换银钱的桌子。
All these cattle and sheep and the money changers.
在这里没有世界的声音。
There's no noise of the world.
主，在这里每一样事都是分别为圣的。
Everything has been sanctified.
在我们个人，在我们的教会里面。
In our individual lives and in the church.
主啊，你来洁净我们。
Lord, cleanse us.
是的，我们宁可因为无知而让我们发现原来神真在我们中间。
Lord, we'd rather to be ignorant and to realize that God is truly among us.
我们不要因为骄傲得罪你，我们居然不知道你被关在门外。
But we don't want to be proud to the point that we didn't know that you were being locked out of the door.
哦，耶稣，怜悯我们。
Dear Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
然后我们从心里面我们要来欢乐，因为耶稣在我们的中间。
That from our hearts we rejoice because Jesus is among us.
哦，你不仅仅是受欢迎的，你根本就是教会的主。
Not only you're welcomed, but you are the Lord of the church.
是的，我们的聚会里面如果没有你的话，我们就不需要有这些聚会。
Lord, if the meeting without you, we don't need all these meetings.
主啊，你让我们看重你，胜过看重任何的事情。
Lord, help us to respect you, to honor you more than anything else.
恩待怜悯你的教会。
And be gracious and merciful to your church.
特别就在今天早晨，在这个时候。
Especially this morning at this moment.
主啊，你让我们再一次与你更新立约。
Lord, that renew our consecration before you.
让我们愿意将身体献上，当作活祭。
That we're willing to give up our body as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy and acceptable to God.
你说我们如此敬拜，乃是理所当然的。
Or you say this is acceptable service to God.
主，让我们这些活着的人就不再为自己活。
And those who live no longer live for themselves.
让我们都甘心乐意，哦，为那位替我们死而复活的主活着。
That we're so willing to live for the one who has lived and died for us.
用你的荣耀，用你的同在，覆庇你的教会。
Or cover your church with your presence and your glory.
哦，让人来到这里，知道这是神的家。
And when people come, they will know that this is the house of God.
就连不信的人来到我们中间，也要说神真是在你们中间。
Even an unbeliever, when they come, they will say God is truly among you.
主，我们为了自己祷告，我们也为了这个世代的教会。
Lord, we pray for our church. We also pray for the entire church of the world.
但愿没有一个教会里面有撒旦的座位。
That there's not one church who has the throne of Satan.
但愿没有一个教会把亲爱的主关在门外。
There's no one church who's locking Jesus out of the door.
哦，耶稣是一切。
Lord Jesus, you're all.
让我们让耶稣居首位。
We want you to become the Lord of all.
让我们让基督在凡事上居首位。
That you become the number one in every everything.
We
thank you.
We thank
you and praise you for the message.
Once
again, we entrust our dear brother and pastor to your hand.
主啊,
Lord, uphold him with your power from
above. Oh,
that the word will become the blessing to all churches.
主,
you bless him, accompany his footsteps.
谢谢你,
we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.